T-Mobile has an exclusive bundle for customers 55 and up.
I'm Sarah Bowl.
Yeah, I'm Frank Bowl.
A reliable network is key for us. And with T-Mobile, it's been wonderful. And going to the 55 plus plan saved us so much money.
A lot.
And that's important. Trying to keep costs down. The home internet's been perfect. It's fast. It's quick. The setup was so easy. It took less than 15 minutes.
It was like, ta-da! If you want simplicity, coverage, reliability, you want the whole package, T-Mobile has it.
Right now, T-Mobile customers 55 and up can get two phone lines on America's best network, plus America's fastest 5G home internet for just $30 each.
$30 per month each line with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Minimum age 55. Pricing for home internet rely on 2 lines of Essentials Choice 55. $35 connection charge per line required. Best mobile network and fastest 5G home internet based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data 2H 2025. All rights reserved.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Raleigh Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Raleigh Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
When it comes to my policy, Farmers gives it to me straight, so there's no surprises.
It's your coverage. You should never be confused.
You hear that? An insurance provider with a conscience.
We're a choir, but yes, we have that too.
Straightforward coverage you can literally understand. That's what you get when
you have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at Farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
Free network.
It's time for a look back on today's match.
You're listening to the Full Time Report with Abe Gordon. The home for MLS in Atlanta. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Welcome on into the Full Time Report as Atlanta United punches their ticket to the round of 16 in U.S. Open Cup. It's Abe Gordon live in the Kia Studios. Madison Cruz of soccer down here back at Finley Stadium. And Maddie, this one just in general was a interesting affair. Certainly Atlanta United starts early and trails. The response was outstanding, and they held that quality of response pretty much the remainder of the game. And Mike Conney and Jason Longshore had the call. They were right. 3-1. Almost wasn't enough. There were a couple of opportunities to make it 4-1, 5-1. So a really impressive effort for Atlanta United. You certainly saw some good things. They put out a relatively good lineup as well. They did not take this easy. And ultimately, Maddie, they come out with what they were looking for, the win, and moving on in this tournament.
I think you said it best, and I think also, too, Jason and Mike talked about it as well. I think the response is the biggest thing you're looking at in this match. Something Tata Martino talked about in the Chicago game, too, and something I noticed as well, was the response you saw after that goal. You didn't see the team let up. You didn't see what we had seen in the last couple of matches where it almost feels like a deflating feeling where, you know, shoulders, you know, sag low, you know, you start to get your head low, you start to just, you know, kind of, you know, feel sorry for yourself in that moment. You didn't see that against Chicago. They played really well, just couldn't find the goal. Here, they had the early goal. They gave it up. That's something you don't want to do because you don't want to be trailing like that, especially in any of these matches. That's something to fix later. But what you are looking at in this match is the response as to how the Five Stripes were able to come back in and were able to find three goals. The response has been so huge, I think, of these last two games in responding to adversity, in responding to those moments. And Atlanta United did that tonight, and they got three goals out of it.
Yeah, I don't think stats always tell the story, but I think in tonight's affair, they do a pretty good job here. Obviously, the final scoreline, 3-1 in favor of Atlanta United. Possession was in favor of Atlanta United, 68% to 32%. Shots in favor of Atlanta United, 17-4. By the way, 13 of those shots did come inside the box, and then shots on goal, 6 of them compared to just 2 for Chattanooga. And so this was, all in all, an impressive performance. It comes off what many people believe was an impressive performance against Chicago, albeit understanding you didn't get a result, you didn't score a goal, you did show some fight, you did show some effort, and you showed a little want to in that game as well. And so now the question is, can you carry that momentum over the course of a couple of days into a home affair against Nashville SC? We'll talk about that as we continue here, the full-time report, Maddie. But look, it's a 3-1 win, and you got a couple of really nice performances from a couple of players who either haven't been seen much with the first team or still waiting to make their first start. Who do we have tonight for man of the match? Unfortunately, it doesn't go into the official standings as it's not an MLS game, but we still got to divvy it out. So who do we have?
Listen, for me, it's between two players, but I'm ultimately going to give it to Jay Fortune. I think he was absolutely incredible tonight. I mean, he had the assist in the first goal. He also was a huge part in the other two goals, too. He was all over the place. I mean, I think when you saw Jay Fortune right before the injury last season, you knew he was getting better and better and better every single time he stepped out onto the pitch wearing the five stripes kit. You saw that every single time. The injury happened, and when he was coming back, he's getting ready to full fitness. I saw moments of it, especially calling some of his games with Atlanta United 2 earlier this season, where he was picking up minutes. First, it was a 45 back in Athens. Then he was able to get 90 minutes as well, working his way back. He looked absolutely incredible tonight. Just his awareness of where he needed to go, doing exactly what Tata Martino wants the midfield to do, especially in the number eight role. Getting involved in the attack, getting involved, making those late runs, getting into the box, and being an outlet. That's what Jay Fortune was doing. And not only that, he was also creating moments too. I think Jay Fortune had an absolutely outstanding night and really, really made a case for himself, especially when you look ahead to the rest of the season, especially when it comes to starts.
Yeah, I think he had two standout performances, and it was Jay Fortune and Kayman Togashi.
Absolutely.
And, I, you know, look, you are dealing with some match compression, and so I know that Tata's got to take that into account. But at the same time, you are also now potentially, and we'll find out more hopefully, dealing with an injury to Miguel Almiron. And I think both Jay and Kayman Togashi have made some, if nothing else, they should make Tata think about their spot in the first team, on the bench, and what he's going to do with these guys moving forward. Jay is one for me, Maddie, that I have always wanted to see back in the starting lineup. It was a matter of working his health back into a factor and getting the minutes. And I think with the performance tonight, you just certainly have to ask the question. And look, that's where the tough decision comes in. Who are you taking out of the lineup? And that's something that Tata can figure out. But I think both of those guys have made some arguments here tonight. Again, you have to understand that Chattanooga is not Nashville, is not Charlotte, is not Chicago, is not San Jose, right? This is a lower tier side. And so that does play a little bit of it, but when you look at Kayman and you look at Jay being involved in the attack, especially Togashi for me, Maddie, the movement, the opening things up for himself, but also for others, and unfortunately, it's just something I haven't seen enough of from Lotte Loth, being connected with the teammates in the attack. You certainly saw that from Togashi tonight, and again, you ultimately scored three goals, which is outstanding. There was a chance for even more than that up and down the course of the game.
What Kayman also gives you, and it's something that Jason pointed out, and I think it's something too, his awareness of the game too. I mean, listen, Kayman knows this game. He's been playing it for a long time too. It was when Will Riley, before he got subbed out of the game, you saw Kayman kind of drop back a little bit into the midfield to help out, because he saw that Will kind of needed that extra backing there, that the Five Stripes needed that moment there. They didn't need him up top there. It's those moments too, of that recognition as well, of being able to drop back and help in that situation before then the substitutions came too. Kayman and his movement off the ball and then getting into those spots, I mean, he was outstanding tonight. Kayman is a player that I've had the chance to call for Atlanta United too when he's dropped down to play for the second team. He's been outstanding there. He's a big leader, especially up top. And today, he was able to show it today too. And again, yeah, I think him and Jay are definitely raising some questions, especially as to looking ahead, especially when you look at the match compression you have going on. Now you are going to be having that extra Open Cup match that's going to be played, where it's going to be at Charlotte, you know. You're going to have this match against Nashville at home on Saturday. Then you're going to have the match against New England at home on Wednesday. Then you go on the road on Saturday. Then you have that match the next week for the Open Cup. You have added another match. that's where mash compression is going to really come into play. And you have a lot of guys out there who really were fighting for minutes and starts.
Yeah, I think naturally at some point, Matty J was always going to get his chance.
And, I agree.
And we'll still await that in terms of MLS play. Togashi is a different story. And I know I've talked with you about him. I'm a big fan of his. I always feel like he's just impactful, whether it's off the bench, which we've seen, or whether it's as a start. He's one of the guys I wish would be given more of an opportunity. And so you're right, with the match compression, with midweek in MLS play, with an upcoming down-the-road midweek against Charlotte FC in the round of 16 in the U.S. Open Cup, certainly, hopefully, we'll get an opportunity to see more from Togashi. I think Jay Fortune's going to be in the starting lineup pretty soon. Maybe, again, not this week based on the compression, but pretty soon in MLS play as well. All right, we're going to step aside here on the full-time report. When we come back, we'll take a listen to the highlights. Finally, we got more Atlanta United highlights than opponent highlights, so I like to hear that. And we will hear that on the other side. It's Madison Cruz at Finley Stadium, Abe Gordon in the Kia Studios. The full-time report continues on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Baseball has always been a game of inches. Now, it's also a game of seconds. T-Mobile and MLB have teamed up to bring ABS Challenge to all 29 ballparks across the U.S. This isn't a minor upgrade. This is the most significant new technology in the history of the sport, and it's powered by T-Mobile. With every pitch thrown, ABS Challenge uses real-time precision to verify the call, giving them the support they need. No delays, no guesswork, just accuracy at the speed the game demands. Thanks to ABS Challenge, T-Mobile is helping power the moments that define the game. When performance and reliability are non-negotiable, MLB turns to T-Mobile. That's not a coincidence. That's what happens when the most innovative network in the country powers the most data-driven sport in the world. T-Mobile powers MLB's most ambitious technology, and America's best network powers your connection to baseball, home or away, every pitch, every game, every day. T-Mobile, it's better over here.
Major League Baseball trademarks and copyrights are used with permission of Major League Baseball. Visit MLB.com. T-Mobile, best mobile network in the U.S., according to Ookla speed test, based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2026. Ookla trademarks used under license and reprinted with permission.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Raleigh Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Raleigh Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
When it comes to my policy, Farmers gives it to me straight, so there's no surprises.
It's your coverage. You should never be confused.
You hear that? An insurance provider with a conscience.
We're a choir. But yes, we have that too.
Straightforward coverage you can literally understand. That's what you get when
you have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Back with more full-time report.
A complete review of today's match on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Welcome back into the full-time report. Abe Gordon and Madison Cruz taking a look at U.S. Open Cup action. Atlanta United advances to the round of 16. They're going to face Charlotte FC at some later date in 2 weeks or so on the road as well. So they picked up a road win tonight, and they'll have to do it again in the next round of the U.S. Open Cup. Better night overall for MLS teams tonight than it was last night. We'll get you a full look at the U.S. Open Cup scoreboard and maybe sprinkle a CONCACAF Champions Cup score in there as well a little bit later. But Maddie, again, I want to go through this. We'll hear the highlights in just a moment. It was concerning, I'll say, early on. And I know that the goal early came kind of very quickly. It was an incredible ball through and behind the Atlanta United defense. But, you know, you give up the goal in the 6th minute and you just start thinking, boy, is this what this Atlanta United team is going to be tonight on the road?
against the hungry Chattanooga squad, and it wasn't that. And we got the response. It took 15 minutes for Atlanta United to finally crack through, but once they did, never looked back. Again, unable to score a second time until midway through the second half, but certainly controlled and dominated the play, the possession, the shots, all of that in their favor. It always felt like it was a matter of time for Atlanta United to crack through a second and then ultimately a third time. But the response from Atlanta United to falling behind 1-0 on the road, one of the larger takeaways as a team for tonight.
That's the biggest thing, I think, for me. Whenever I see a match, whenever I'm watching that, that's a big thing that I look for, especially when it comes to responses. And in a match like this, in a tournament like this, in the Open Cup, where it is you have to win or you are going home, that response becomes so much more important. It was one thing that we talked about, especially in pregame, too, and I mentioned one of my three keys, too. One of the biggest things to watch for was that right side for Chattanooga and the left side defensively for Atlanta, and that's exactly what happened. Chattanooga was able to find something over the top, driving into the 18. They were able to capitalize early. That was the one thing that Atlanta didn't want to have happen, but what you did see was it didn't faze Atlanta at all. As soon as that goal happened, you saw the immediate response afterwards. You saw them trying to get into the attack, find those moments, got a little bit more settled, and then ultimately in the 21st, able to find one with Kamen Togashi, able to find it in the back of the net thanks to Jay Fortune. That's the response you need to see, especially in league play too and in everything else. But in a tournament game like this, response and the fight after upcoming adversity, that is the biggest thing you need to have happen. And it's exactly what Atlanta did today.
The other thing here, Maddie, and again, we'll get to the highlights in just a moment, is this is not an Atlanta United team that comes in red hot. And I know they played better against Chicago. It was still a loss. And so you do kind of question where their heads were at and what level of confidence they should have at this midweek match. But and based off of that comment, you're now concerned, right? Mm-hmm. Do they drop their heads when they give up that goal? And that was not the case. And so it was good to see that that didn't affect them mentally. The confidence obviously remained despite the tough situation, and then obviously they were able to crack through a couple of times and ultimately later in the match put this one out of reach. Let's go ahead and hear some of these highlights. And again, it started pretty early on for Chattanooga. They took a 1-0 lead, Eva Chayop, in the 6th minute.
Here's a ball over the top for Chayop, who's in behind Barakal, dribbles in on Hibernik, scores! Just an absolute disaster for Atlanta United less than 6 minutes into the match. And Chattanooga, playing with any kind of lead now, will have license to bunker and smelt this out. It's 1-0 on Eve Chayot's first goal of the season.
And the response was immediate for Atlanta United. It did take a little bit of time, however, for them to level the game. 15 minutes to be exact, and then it was our man of the match, Kamen Togashi.
Looking for the long diagonal that got deflected. However, Barakal wins it back and passes to Amador in the left wing. Pedro, down the left channel, Jay Fortune, top of the box, past 1 minute, answer the 6, cross shot, score! A beautiful team goal by Atlanta United to equalize in the 21st minute by Kamen Togashi.
And while he would be subbed out, Miguel Almiron, in the 71st minute after coming on at halftime, he was on the pitch in the 64th minute, and he helped set up the go-ahead goal. It was Fafa Pico on the final touch.
As now, walking it up to center circle is Juan Barakal. Oh, what a through ball to Almiron, coming down the right channel and into the box. He stops, he cuts to the left, passes, shot block, rebound, block, rebound! Fafa Pico! Atlanta United has the lead in the 64th minute.
And then they would put it completely out of reach a couple of minutes later when they go up 3-1. Luke Brennan finds Pedro Amador.
Here's Edwards hitting it through at the end line. Brennan, a cutback cross. It rolls to Amador. score! Three-1 Atlanta United on the goal by Pedro Amador. What a strange play with contact in the goal mouth. In fact, I thought maybe a penalty was about to be called, but the ball rolled to an open Amador and slammed it home.
Matty, three different goal scorers, two different guys officially given assists in Jay Fortune and Luke Brennan. And for a squad that was, again, these are not second choice players, but they are not your traditional MLS starting players for the most part, with the exception of Miggy, who was involved in that second goal. Just really nice all-around teamwork. You got input kind of all up and down the roster tonight.
Listen, and I think it shows, especially, I think, when you look at the squad as a whole, I mean, how rotated it can be, especially how many players can come in and make an impact, whether they're starting the game, whether they're off the bench. And we saw that today. And I'm going back to, I think, when you talk about the response and the fight, and I think especially with what Jason was talking about, you want these moments to feel earned. And that's something that Steven Alzate said when talking about what Tata Martino wants out of these results. And this one felt earned. It felt like the team came together and they were able to find those moments, find those opportunities, and they got the job done. You're seeing, I think, what Tata Martino wants this team to do under his leadership. You're seeing that come together piece by piece by piece. And tonight was, I think, a perfect example of it. Building off of what happened against Chicago, coming in, you wanted that momentum. You needed that result. You got it here tonight against Chattanooga, against the side, too, where they had a lot to lose, too, where they had nothing to lose coming into this. They wanted to make a statement, and as well, and you gave them a run for your money, and you were able to come in, and you showed out, and you got the job done. And listen, we talk about response. I mean, you also handled a little bit of the tomfoolery that was happening as well in the second half, too.
Now the question is a little bit of twofold. Does this momentum, and how can you make this momentum carry into Saturday against Nashville, and then also in your next U.S. Open Cup match against Charlotte as well? We're going to address those topics on the other side here. The full-time report is going to continue in 5 minutes. On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Baseball has always been a game of inches. Now, it's also a game of seconds. T-Mobile and MLB have teamed up to bring ABS Challenge to all 29 ballparks across the U.S. This isn't a minor upgrade. This is the most significant new technology in the history of the sport, and it's powered by T-Mobile. With every pitch thrown, ABS Challenge uses real-time precision to verify the call, giving them the support they need. No delays, no guesswork, just accuracy at the speed the game demands. Thanks to ABS Challenge, T-Mobile is helping power the moments that define the game. When performance and reliability are non-negotiable, MLB turns to T-Mobile. That's not a coincidence. That's what happens when the most innovative network in the country powers the most data-driven sport in the world. T-Mobile powers MLB's most ambitious technology, and America's best network powers your connection to baseball, home or away, every pitch, every game, every day. T-Mobile, it's better over here.
Major League Baseball trademarks and copyrights are used with permission of Major League Baseball. Visit MLB.com. T-Mobile, best mobile network in the U.S. According to Ookla speed test, based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2026. Ookla trademarks used under license and reprinted with permission.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Raleigh Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Raleigh Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
When it comes to my policy, Farmers gives it to me straight, so there's no surprises.
It's your coverage. You should never be confused.
You hear that? An insurance provider with a conscience.
We're a choir, but yes, we have that too.
Straightforward coverage you can literally understand. That's what you get when
you have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at Farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music,
podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Full Time Report
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Welcome back into U.S. Open Cup coverage. It's Atlanta United as they defeat Chattanooga at Finley Stadium there, 3-1 tonight. And Maddie still there at Finley Stadium getting it done. And I want to look at some of the outside scores in just a moment. There is one MLS team on the ropes right now, DC United and Knoxville, heading to a penalty shootout after extra time. Each team scored in extra time. DC first, Knoxville equalized, and they're headed to penalty kicks. So we'll keep an eye on that one. Maddie, I wanted to ask you one big question in regards to tonight and how it relates to a return to MLS play, return home, and Saturday against Nashville SC, a game you'll be able to hear myself and Maddie have coverage of on Star 94. And the question is, and you got to sell me on this because I'm in a real place of doubt in regards to momentum and carryover. And a lot of that has to come with, I just expect a lot of change in the team. And so it's not going to be the players that delivered tonight necessarily being even given an opportunity to deliver on Saturday. But just generally, I've never been a big momentum guy, tournament to tournament, midweek to end week, when you're dealing with different levels of play. So how would you sell me that the win tonight, advancing and scoring three times from three different players could potentially buoy this team on Saturday?
It's funny you talk about, you know, not believing in momentum. It's one where I think for me, I tend to believe in it a little bit more, especially I think for me, when you look at, I'm going back to even honestly last season with Atlanta United too. I mean, in their playoff run, unfortunately they didn't make the playoffs there, but the momentum swing that they had from the span of just 2 months from just one moment, I think that sets it apart. Listen, the thing about momentum and when it comes with confidence is something Alexei Medanchuk has really talked about too. A lot of the players have talked about it, and Naomi High too, and how it's not as easy in the sense of, oh, it's just one flip of the switch, especially when it comes to confidence and trying to move forward. But listen, results like this, that can help because it proves we're doing the right things. We're doing the right steps. We're getting into those moments. Things are clicking finally, and now we're seeing results. And you saw this team play exactly like play what they did against Chattanooga here today too. You obviously had the mistake early on in that match. And if I'm Tata Martino, you're looking at that and you're saying, hey, that can't happen anymore. In league play, that cannot happen. We cannot continue to give up goals as early as we do because then we're going to be trailing every single time and it's going to be a battle every single time and you don't want that. But when you look at that, you then can point to the response. You can point to how you were able to come back into a game and how you were able to find the moments even through adversity. Again, it was against Chattanooga, a little bit of a lesser side than what you'll see in MLS play. But still, I mean, the momentum is there because now you gain that confidence. Now you know what's working, especially with a lot of those guys who are in there training with the first. They're in the first team training. They're in there with those moments. They know what Tata Martino wants. You're seeing it on full display here. You know that it works. Now it's just the translation heading in to Nashville. And listen, we talk about in league play too about building momentum. This is the opportunity to build momentum. And also this was an opportunity to have a lot of these guys, you know, fight for minutes, fight for those opportunities, especially filling those spots. And a lot of players did that tonight. A lot of players came out and they are now banging on the door saying, hey, you can use me. I am an asset and you can use me, especially when it comes to winning games, especially in MLS. I do think with momentum, with this matchup in particular, it does help, especially moving in to league play. I mean, how many other times have we seen teams go on runs like this? And runs like this, whether it is in regular season play and also in tandem with tournament play too. A lot of teams have done it, and it does help because it just fuels the entire team. It gets everybody behind it and everybody thinking the same and everyone getting back on the same page. It really does fuel that confidence and that drive and that connection within the team.
The other aspect, Maddie, is this is not step one of momentum. I would argue this is step two. I think step one, even though you lost, was an improved performance in Chicago. This is not building upon itself. This is building on that. And then hopefully Saturday is an opportunity to build against Nashville on both of them. All right, we're going to take one more break here. When we come back, we'll hope to hear from Fafa Pico as he's going to address the media there after the U.S. Open Cup win. We'll also update you on how penalty shootout goes between D.C. and Knoxville. Got my eye on that one as well. So we're going to take one more break here. We'll be back in 5 minutes. It is the Full-Time Report. Abe Gordon and Madison Cruz on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Stay here. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Welcome back into the Full-Time Report. Atlanta United moves on the U.S. Open Cup. It's Abe Gordon, Madison Cruz. Matty wrapping things up there at Finley Stadium. I am remaining here in the Kia Studios. They don't let me out to play. But glad to have Matty out there to take it in sight. Matty, I want to ask you one more question about how the team looked tonight. And look, I would say in general, I would expect that no one who made a start tonight is going to start Saturday. Maybe that got messed around potentially because of the Miguel Almiron injury, or we're still trying to figure out what that is.
Well, we actually did hear something. So Tata Martino told the media that there was a little bit of a that Miguel felt a little discomfort in the knee, and they took him out just as a precaution. He doesn't think it's anything major, but he felt something, just a little discomfort there. That's why he was subbed off.
So the question I was headed towards, Maddie, is if you're starting 11 Saturday was not starting in this game, and they were sitting and watching and saw what went down over the course of the game, what do you think they can learn from how this group of players played and executed that maybe they can take into MLS play on Saturday?
I think you're seeing, I think, a wave of support, too. I mean, I think this is a unit. I mean, every single player, whether they played tonight, whether they were out due to injury, they want this team to do well. And I think you'll see that, first of all. But also, I think what you're seeing, too, is, you know, hey, like, this can be done, and it works. And, you know, now it's just, you know, hey, we got to get back in there. We got to make sure that we replicate what we did on Wednesday. We got to make sure that we do it again on Saturday. And I think that's the biggest thing. And on also, like, I mean, listen, we talk about rotation too, but like, listen, I mean, with some of the performances you saw tonight, I wouldn't be shocked if you see a couple of those guys who were started out there today make the start on Saturday too. I wouldn't be shocked if that happens, just because I think some of the performances you saw tonight, I think they do peg the question, especially with what you're going to do against Nashville. So for me, especially when it comes to rotation, that can be many different ways. We might see some of these guys start on Saturday and then maybe they get subbed out a little bit earlier in the second, maybe in the 50th or maybe in the 60th, or we see something different. But I think you do see a case, especially for those players who went out there and were trying to make an impact and were trying to, you know, bang on the door and say, hey, I can come out there and I can get the job done for you.
Yeah, I think the best arguments there, Jay Fortune and Kamen Togashi, but maybe one for Fafa Pico, who's at the post-game press conference podium right now.
And for the group as well, like as we started to understand, you know, the pitch as well is a bit different. So getting used to it as the game progressed was very important. And we just got more comfortable and started to be more of ourselves.
Felt like Jay was really starting to connect the dots for the team, getting from the back half of the team to the front half. How important was he tonight?
Yeah, he was crucial for us, very important. He was on both sides of the ball. He did very well. His breaking line runs that I know Coach asked of him, he did very well in doing that, and it was very, very important for us.
Did Chattanooga's goal scored so early, did that kind of help y'all's focus a little bit, kind of snap you into the game a little bit more?
Yeah, I think we were focused going into it. It's not what we wanted to happen, but unfortunately it did. And that's, you know, credit to the group. It shows just the mental toughness, because it's not easy to go down. You can start to think again and get in your head, but everybody stayed positive and we stuck together and got through it.
And in the first half, that pocket of space between Chattanooga's right center back and right fullback, y'all kept getting into that pocket, yeah. You and Galarza and Amador. Is that something y'all saw in film, or is that just how the flow of the game was happening?
It's definitely something we saw. I think we noticed it midway through the first half. We realized that it was opening up more and more, and we just tried to get through there. If the pass wasn't on wide, then we just tried to get into the pockets, and whoever it was, we just kind of played off each other. If somebody was out wide, then the other one goes in. Make it work.
Thank you.
You talk about the response to conceding, and it's felt like the last couple of games, this team has really actually taken it upon them, even though the result wasn't there in Chicago. You saw the team, after conceding, push. Is that kind of just a result of a collective confidence that y'all know that you're not going to be shaken when you concede like that?
Yeah, I think it's definitely something we've learned, but it's also something we want to fix, where we're not being reactive where we are actually being proactive. Again, for the mental aspect, it's great for us. It shows the strength of our group, but something we want to fix to where we're not always reacting to teams and we're being proactive and getting on them first.
Kamen was all over the field coming back to help defensively. He had the goal. He almost had two more off crosses out of that left pocket. Can you just talk about his play tonight? Cause he hasn't gotten a whole lot of minutes this year, but to come in and produce like he did.
No, I think he did great. He was very hungry. He fought for the team. He was very selfless. He was in the right spots of the box, maybe just an inch away on one or two of them, but I did his job too to get on the score sheet early for us and bring back the tie. And obviously his effort off the ball was immense for us. So yeah, we always appreciate when our striker does that for us.
That was Fafa Pico post game there, and obviously the most he's been called upon on behalf of this club, and he delivered tonight with the game essentially what was the game winning go ahead goal to make it 2-1, and then obviously Pedro Amador made it 3-1 there. Maddie, I know you guys are going to wrap up there shortly. We've got one more segment here. We're going to hear from Jay Fortune as well in just a moment. But I want to give you some final thoughts here as Atlanta United advances in U.S. Open Cup. And obviously we'll hear more from you on Saturday, Star 94, for the pregame show, the Five Stripes Countdown. But your final thoughts there from Finley Stadium.
I think Fafa Pico said it best. I mean, I think when you look at this performance, and it really does do a lot, especially when it comes to building confidence and also the mental side too. When you look ahead to league action, a match like this and a result like this, especially in a match where it is a win or go home situation, where it is not as simple as, oh, we can get a tie and that's the result. No, you needed to get a result and a win here tonight, and that's what you did. That alone can help boost the confidence and the mentality so big in those moments, especially for the Five Stripes, especially going up against a tough opponent in Nashville too on Saturday. That's huge going into it. I think you saw what works really well. I thought Kamen Togashi was incredible tonight. I thought he did really well. His off-the-ball movement was something I think that really helped open up a lot of space, especially in the attack that you didn't see in the last couple of matches. I think he really got into those spaces, and when he found those spaces, he opened up a lot of those doors. I thought Jay Fortune did exactly what that midfield needed to do, what Tata has wanted that midfield to do, especially in getting involved, being that late runner inside the box, him being able to be that connector is also in connecting those areas from the back line to the front, and that's exactly what Jay did, and he got in those spots too. I think you're building on this performance, and it was a build off of what you did against Chicago. You didn't get the result. You come to Chattanooga on the road. You're able to do what you did, and then you got the result as well. Now going up against Nashville, you want to be proactive, not reactive. You don't want to be the one trailing. You don't want to give up that early goal and have to be fighting back. It's great that you can do it. It's nice to know that you can and you are able to do it. But like Fafa said, you want to be proactive. You want to get out onto the match early. You want to be the one making the other team trail you. You want to find the early goal. You want to put the game away early. That's what Atlanta needs to do going forward now. Be proactive, not reactive.
There it is, Maddie Cruz of Soccer Down here. Maddie, appreciate your time as always, and safe travels back here to Atlanta. We'll chat with you on Saturday.
Absolutely, guys. I'm going to stop at a Buc-ee's and then get home and go to bed.
Some beaver nuggets for me on the way down, all right?
Oh, I got you.
All right, there's Madison Cruz. When we come back here on the full-time report, we're going to hear from Jay Fortune, our man of the match tonight. He caught up with Jason Longshore post-game, so still a little bit to talk about. Plus, an MLS team is going home, baby. I'll tell you what happened in that penalty shootout on the other side. It's Abe Gordon in the Kia Studios on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Final segment here on the full-time report. Atlanta United wins the U.S. Open Cup round of 32 tonight against Chattanooga. They will advance to the round of 16. The date still yet to be determined, but it's going to be in 2 weeks, either Tuesday or Wednesday there, against Charlotte. I've been confusing those two teams all night long. They beat Chattanooga tonight 3-1. They'll take on Charlotte in the round of 16. Atlanta United, one of the MLS sides that advanced tonight. Unlike yesterday, where two MLS sides fell to lower tiered, Austin FC lost to Louisville City, and Sporting KC lost to the Colorado Springs. Looks like it was going swimmingly for MLS squads tonight. DC United was headed into extra time against, who did they play? Now I lost it. Knoxville, one Knoxville SC. 2-2. They get the goal first in extra time to make it 3-2, but then they concede to one Knoxville also in extra time. It goes to penalty kicks. They lose 6-5 in penalty kicks. Finally, Knoxville's keeper gets a save. Knoxville buried all six of their attempts. And so one Knoxville SC is going to advance in the to the round of 16. I think their matchup is against Columbus there. So one MLS squad falls, that is DC United in that one. So that's where you're headed. San Jose is already up very quickly, 2-0 on Phoenix. Our man of the match today was Jay Fortune, and Jason Long, sure, before they started to wrap up there at Finley Stadium, had an opportunity to catch up with Jay Fortune. He made a very nice return to the starting lineup, had a assist on the opening goal to Kayman Togashi, and just generally played quite well throughout the match. Here's what Jason Longshore and Jay Fortune had to say.
Here outside the locker room at Finley Stadium with Jay Fortune, our man of the match, on the broadcast on 92.9 The Game. 90 minutes at this level. How you feeling?
Good. As you can expect, the body's a little tired.
A little bit.
But I'm just glad to get through the 90, injury-free, healthy, and it's something that I needed to be with the group for 90 minutes. Started to try and feel like myself as much as possible, and you know, glad we were able to get the win, most importantly.
Yeah, I felt like you had that explosiveness that I'm used to seeing from you over the years. It felt like that was the first time I had seen it since you came back. Are you starting to feel more like your old self?
Yeah, I think throughout the last week or two, just in training, I can kind of just feel my body feeling better, the foot feeling better, the legs feeling better, and that's kind of the first step. As long as, you know, everything feels good, from then on the field will start to come naturally. And I think today was, like you said, had a few of those moments, and I'm hoping that today's kind of just the kickstart of, like, the confidence being back and, you know, seeing more and more of those opportunities arise.
How did it feel on the field where, kind of out of nowhere, Chattanooga gets that lead early, and you've been in cup games before? Sometimes it can get crazy in those moments.
Yeah, I think the message for all of us going into the game was, it's not going to be easy. Don't let the – you have to respect the game. You have to respect the opposition. And I think with Open Cup, you see it all the time, upsets can happen. And it's not the start we would have wanted. I think it's something that's been happening to us a little too often, conceding, you know, in crucial moments, first 5 minutes at the start of the game, halftime, after the score, stuff like that. So it would have been nice to clean that up this game and not let that happen. But I think the reaction from everybody was key, because it's very easy to attack for 90 minutes, not get a goal, and it goes 1-0, 2-0 to them. But we did well. We dominated the game, stayed on them, and we were able to get the win.
I said at the end, it's felt like over these past couple of games, including Chicago, that the football that Tata wants this team to play, it's becoming more and more evident. And tonight felt like you got a little bit of the payoff of better chances being created. Is it starting to feel like things are clicking in terms of the overall way that you guys want to play?
Yeah, I mean, it's really tough when you have new players coming in. You know, you've had different coaches over a period of time, and it's all it takes is just for the players to buy in and do what the coach asks of us. Tata's resume speaks for itself, so you just have to trust in what he's asking of us, and I think tonight was a good example of that. You know, it's not guys that might have started the last few games, but, you know, it's people who pay attention in training, and, you know, when you have a group that, no matter who's on the field, you kind of see the same things, it's really good to see.
Great stuff tonight, and we'll see you back at the Benz on Saturday.
Thank you, boss.
Sounds like the blower in the background is running on gasoline, not electric, but that's all right. Appreciate Jay Fortune. Obviously, great job by Jason Longshore getting that done as well. So, again, it's interesting. Jay Fortune, man of the match. I think Togashi performed quite well, and we'll see what their names might be called upon to do on Saturday, because the squad on Saturday is turning back to MLS play, and unfortunately, they've got an absolute titan coming into town. It is Nashville SC, right now atop the Eastern Conference. Most goals scored in the Eastern Conference, fewest goals allowed in the Eastern Conference. And so The momentum here, the confidence that they gained tonight, they're going to need it because it's going to be a massive, massive challenge on the weekend. Although, like Atlanta United, Nashville is coming off of a midweek performance. They were there at Stadium Azteca and had an outstanding result against Club America. But they're dealing with altitude. They're dealing with travel, a couple of things. Atlanta United obviously only having to go to Chattanooga. Not too heavy of a lift from a travel perspective. And so back at it on Saturday. And a reminder, that is a broadcast that is going to be on Star 94 as the Atlanta Braves game is, the Atlanta Hawks game. Playoffs, baby, going to be right here on 92.9 The Game. So we're on Star 94 for the Five Stripes Countdown and the full-time report on Saturday. And it's a huge challenge, but if you're looking for ways to turn the season, a result at home against Nashville would be one of those ways. And there's a lot of questions that still need answered, and obviously it's a different level of competition. We've already talked about that, but an opportunity to kind of kick things off in the right direction after what has been a dreadful, if we're going to be quite honest, a dreadful start for Atlanta United across MLS play. That being said, you've also got Charlotte in a couple of weeks in U.S. Open Cup. And there was a question about what sort of lineup Tata would trot out there. And yes, it was mostly guys that you don't see starting in the 11 on Saturdays. Alexei Maranchuk did start, but then he came out late, later in the game. But for the most part, a lot of guys that you see off the bench, that doesn't mean it was a second choice lineup, but it also means that they were taking it seriously. And look, you're a couple wins away from a trophy or competing for a trophy. You got to keep winning, obviously. And competition's only going to get tougher. As we mentioned, most of the MLS teams are advancing. Three of them now headed home in favor of lower tier teams. But you're able to beat Charlotte in Charlotte somehow in 2 weeks, and then you're on to the quarterfinals, and who knows what can happen as you chase a trophy this season in the U.S. Open Cup. All right, that's going to do it for the full-time report. Join us again at 6:30 on Saturday, April 18th, for our next broadcast on Star 94 as Atlanta United is going to take on Nashville SC. A special thanks to Dom Cherosky, our producer in studio. For Mike and Jason, the voices of Atlanta United, Madison Cruz of Soccer Down Here, I'm Abe Gordon. Once again, the final today, Atlanta United 3 and Chattanooga FC 1 on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You've been listening to the Full-Time Report, a complete wrap-up of today's Atlanta United game.
Tune in for complete match day coverage all season long. The home for our Atlanta United is Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Baseball has always been a game of inches. Now, it's also a game of seconds. T-Mobile and MLB have teamed up to bring ABS Challenge to all 29 ballparks across the U.S. This isn't a minor upgrade. This is the most significant new technology in the history of the sport, and it's powered by T-Mobile. With every pitch thrown, ABS Challenge uses real-time precision to verify the call, giving them the support they need. No delays, no guesswork, just accuracy at the speed the game demands. Thanks to ABS Challenge, T-Mobile is helping power the moments that define the game. When performance and reliability are non-negotiable, MLB turns to T-Mobile. That's not a coincidence. That's what happens when the most innovative network in the country powers the most data-driven sport in the world. T-Mobile powers MLB's most ambitious technology, and America's best network powers your connection to baseball, home or away, every pitch, every game, every day. T-Mobile, it's better over here.
Major League Baseball trademarks and copyrights are used with permission of Major League Baseball. Visit MLB.com. T-Mobile, best mobile network in the U.S., according to Ookla speed test. Based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2026. Ookla trademarks used under license and reprinted with permission.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Raleigh Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Raleigh Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team. But not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses.
It is not hard to destroy a college.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.